News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. For those of you that are listening to us over the internet, we're here. For those who are trying to listen to us over the airwaves, we're not. The windstorm last night took down a lot of power out in the area that we're at, and now we're trying to repair the damage caused by that. We've got engineers out there right now at the site working the transmitters to see if they can get the power back on. But the time is 7:06 today, this morning on Tuesday, April 14th, the day before taxes. That's right, the day before taxes are due. Think about that. Everything that you can pay to the government is due tomorrow. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. Mostly sunny, a high near 65. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 47. Right now in Reading, 46 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business. They have senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. A lot of things happening. CareNet. The 2015 Run for Their Lives this Saturday, April the 18th, 2015. 5K run and a 2-mile walk, all starting at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. Check-ins at 9 a.m. This is their big fundraiser for CareNet. And they do a lot for young families that have concerns, unwed mothers, fathers that are young families. And in some cases, people are homeless. Couples are homeless that the woman is pregnant. So this is one of the many things that CareNet does. They protect the people. They protect unborn life, you could say. Anyway, this weekend, Saturday, April 18th, give them a call for more information, 246-7075, or you just head on down to the Sundial Bridge. A lot of other things happening this weekend. What was it like at your place last night there, Bob? I mean, you're out there in the middle of nowhere next to explosive explosions,
Winds thrashing, a few branches coming down, pine cones everywhere, and stuff strewn about the yard when we went out this morning.
Well, we had that tree we took down. And this last night was the reason I'm kind of really glad we did that, because I'm not sure that tree might have made it not. Wouldn't have made it through last night. It was parts of it had rotted. There was a lot of damage to the tree, so we had to pull it down 2 or 3 months ago. But last night could have been a real test on that, and that's all I needed to do was to have half that tree fall into our living room last night. A lot of things going on here: water limits, veterans issues, elections, Hillary. What else? There's so many. There's so many things going on right now. It's almost hard to keep up with everything. All the people in the Republican side entering the race: Rubio, Bush, Cruz. This is the first time in history that two well-known Hispanic entities have entered the presidential race: Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. It's interesting to see what happens. Both of them have been savaged by the left. I saw and then after Hillary, of course, put her Twitter out or whatever it was, saying that she was running, and then all the Hollywood stars jumped into it. Yeah, and one of them said, "Well, we had a black president. It's time for a woman president
with her sole qualification."
Well, that's it. It was that she's a woman, and yet when you have two Hispanic males running, they're savage. Pretty soon you're going to see they're not brown enough. They're not Hispanic enough. They don't like Hispanics. They're not really Hispanics. Debbie Wasserman Schultz called Rubio a prune wrapped in tinsel. What is that? What exactly? This woman is, of course, the one who said, oh, no, we're going to hold the Senate. We're going to hold the Congress. You know, oh, no, these guys are really bad. She's head of the Democratic Party and, frankly, has done a horrible job. But, you know, stay in there, Debbie. Your comments and statements are just helping your cause.
Yeah, she does not help the process.
Water restrictions in Shasta County. They've gone out into the county. You know, as we have water restrictions here in town. But they're getting ready to change. The Board of Supervisors is going to vote. I'm not sure if they're going to vote how they're voting, but it looks like they're going to vote to say you've got to cut back on even more water out there in the hinterlands. In Keswick, Jones Valley, Sugarloaf, Costello, Palo Cedro, French Gulch, Alpine Meadows. You can only water twice a week out there, you know, after 10 a.m. and before 6. I mean, before 10 a.m. and after 6 p.m. Now, we have friends that live out in French Gulch.
Yeah, right.
They don't worry too much about watering since they live off the grid. But there's other people out there. I don't think they worry a lot about watering their lawns out there because they're in the middle of the mountains. They have bears walk through there every day.
Yeah.
So they don't worry too much. I don't think it's going to impact on French Gulch too much.
Well, out in Centerville, we got a notice that said we had to cut our consumption by 15%. Now, we already engage in responsible water use. We don't water the lawn in the summer, and our usage is somewhere on the order of about 100 cubic feet over baseline. And we go, we can't cut anymore unless we start giving up on a few rather essential items. And so Brenda called the office and said, are you serious about this? Because the average usage in the Centerville is 2,500 cubic feet a month, and we use like 400 or 500 on average. I think that was our worst month was 500. And the lady looked us up, and she goes, oh, well, you guys are probably okay then. But they're after the people who, you know, want a golf course in their backyard and stuff like that.
Well, you know, you have things like, well, let's talk golf courses. And we're just talking about Shasta County. How many golf courses right up here around Reading? I know of one, five that I know of.
Depends on your definition of a golf course.
Well, a lot of them are alongside the river, so I'm sure that they've got, you know, that they irrigate their.
If they have draw rights.
They have draw rights there, and what happens is the water goes out onto the course, and then it works its way back down to the river. That's fine. Nobody cares about that. I'm not sure about the ones out in Gold Hills and how that works. And, you know, are they coming off wells? Are they coming off city water? How are they working?
Big one in Palo Cedro also, remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so how are they watering out there? And what kind of impact does that have? But, you know, that's not even the ones I'm too concerned about. I'm concerned about there's 837 golf courses in the United States. I mean, in California. And only a third of them are on water. Have reclaimed water and those kind of things. So that means the other two-thirds of them are taking water from someplace, the aquifers, wells, city water. I mean, and if you go to Palm Springs, and this has always bothered me. I've talked about this for years.
The fountains.
For as long as I've had the show, I've talked about this. Besides the fountains, they're watering everything out there. They're watering their golf courses, and the golf courses are beautiful. Well, where's that water go to? Where's that water come from? It's not all reclaimed water. And then you got them up and down the highways. So you start talking about it's a badge of honor to have a brown yard. Now, you know, frankly, then I should have had a badge of honor for years because
brown,
you know me. Yeah, you know, because you know me. I mean, my backyard's been brown off and on for 6 years.
Jerry is so proud, right?
He's so proud of me. You know, I was so far ahead of the curve.
You're one of Jerry's kids.
You know what? Here, I've got a backyard. I've got a backyard that's got spots in it that aren't just brown. It's got like this mold on it. I'm still not sure what that is. The gardener comes out there where every Monday, he mows and blows, goes by, and I said, got any ideas about this? He goes, no. And he leaves. No. Okay.
So ultimately, we'll have a sort of high speed rail line, an almost high speed rail line connecting two places.
It's
that semi are high.
No, no, it's semi high speed. It's not high speed. It's kind of semi high speed.
Could because we take how many billions of dollars and build a few dams?
It's semi-high speed because it means it goes high speed for like a mile and a half. Then it stops because it gets to another area. Then they've got to kind of like use old tracks. And then you get to an area where you have to take everybody off the train, put them on buses, take them to the next train. You ever done that? I've done that before. The train goes to a certain spot. Everybody gets out, gets on a bus, goes to the next spot, gets on the train, and takes off. You know, I'm not sure it's in this country. I can't, you know, but anyway. Okay, we're starting to warm up here. The fact, I'm sorry, everybody, about the transmitters. There's nothing we can do about that. You know, the wind blows. It blows out all the lights down there on the west side. And then, like I said, the engineers are out there right now feverishly because, you know, every time there's a break in the show, I call them up, go, what? What's happening?
Well, it's not just us. It's also the KLXR music and memory station.
Yeah, KLXR is off the air, too. So it's not just us. When it came through there, we have our transmitters in the same area and, of course, the same tower. We share the tower. And so when it hit hard. I kind of almost feel like the other stations were a few weeks ago when they were off the air, but they were off for like a day. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. I hope you're having a great day. It's 7:16 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. I think the wind is past us. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. That was wrong. I learned how to get along, and so you're back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael, and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. A perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Tuesday. April the 14th, the day before tax day, 20 after 7, 48 degrees out there today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital for the third year in a row. That's right, top 100 hospital in the nation for the third year in a row. And why? They just don't treat the illness. They make sure people are well. They take care of people. That's one of the reasons that makes Shasta Regional Medical Center one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation. I'm here with Desi Baxter. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a diamond to give away.
We do. The diamond drop is Friday.
Diamond drop is Friday. And we have that with the diamond drop, and this is happening. And the way you can win this is by doing something just as simple as saving a life.
Exactly. You come down and donate blood, and then you get to guess what time the diamond will drop from the ice sculpture, and whoever is the closest without going over will win the diamond.
If you bet an hour and 10 minutes and it's an hour and 11 minutes, but you're closest, you now own a diamond necklace that's provided by Four Winds Jewelry.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Is it nice?
Yes,
oh,
it's a heart shaped diamond. It's two toned. It's and Leonard and Four Winds Jewelry. Wow, they're amazing.
Aren't they?
They are.
Aren't they? Leonard, you know, does such great work down there. It's such a joy to see that he does things like this.
I mean, he
supports the community. Okay, now let's talk about blood. One pint of blood can affect several lives. It's not just one person it can save. Is that correct?
Yeah, it can save up to three lives. We separate it into different components. So depending upon what the patient needs, it can go to three different people. It could go to one person, but in three different ways. We are the sole provider of blood for Shasta Regional Medical Center. So it's a nice tie-in there.
You say we've been needing a lot of – is there a reason that there's been like a rush on blood?
You know, in the 20 years I've been in this business, we've tried to pinpoint times and seasons and stuff. The fact of the matter is you can't predict when emergencies are going to happen. So the blood always has to be on the shelf. It always has to be ready to go. And right now just seems to be one of those times that there's a high usage.
Wow. Well, you know, it seems, you know, we've helped other blood drives. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it seems like for some reason we're really shorter. But the same thing is that some parts of the year that nobody's either getting ill or needing it, or other times everybody needs it.
Yeah. Right now it's kind of tricky because the flu happened late here. I know everyone's a little bit sick right now, mm-hmm. Off and on. And if you can't donate when you're sick. So that takes a whole population of blood donors out. So anybody who's healthy, we really need, because we need to replenish what the people.
Well, how often can Bad Bob give blood here?
You can donate blood every 8 weeks.
So, Bob, that means every 8 weeks. Bob, are you paying attention? It means every 8 weeks that you can give a pint of blood. And he's agreed with that. And
I heard it. Not,
yes. Linda and I were down there, and because we've traveled and been in different places and had all different types of shots in the life I've had, that we're exempt, or not exempt, but we're disqualified from giving blood, which is unfortunate because they didn't mind in Iraq. I gave blood there. And they didn't seem to mind there.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's more stringent over here.
We're regulated by the FDA, so they make up all the rules that we follow. But we want to make sure that we have the safest blood supply possible in the United States.
Do.
So part of it.
Yeah, I'd rather be disqualified over something that, you know, that might have happened, you know, decades ago. You know, living in a country where there's mad cow disease and things.
Exactly.
And though I haven't exhibited maybe mad dog now and then, but not mad cow. Okay, so now how do people come in and how do people sign up? Now, because this Friday, my friends, we're going to be down there. We're going to be running a remote, talking to people that are in the Shasta Blood Center, and we're going to be talking to people coming in giving blood.
I think Molly said she's going to donate on air.
Molly's going to donate on air. She's her life. Molly, who works for us, is in our sales, is heads up our sales, was saved mm-hmm. through blood transfusions.
Yep. Yeah.
It happens. Very strong about that.
One in four people are going to have a blood transfusion in their life. So it's going to happen to you or somebody that you love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had people in my family who've had blood transfusion, lots of blood, mm-hmm. and people around me. But
And there's no substitute for it. I can't go make it in the lab. You know, it has to be from the blood.
Is there any research on something like that about making blood? You know, as a mm-hmm. as a substitute that will work at least for, you know, that can help for at least a part time.
They do, and they actually they have one that actually is relatively a good substitute. However, it takes almost a whole entire unit of blood to make it. So it makes it.
This is instant water. I have this instant water. Just add water.
Right, but they used it, especially when the war was happening a few years ago. They needed something that would last longer than 42.
Longer shelf life.
Longer shelf life. So they did create this synthetic blood. It's not used other than war. It's not even used in critical care situations. They'd rather call somebody up out of bed and get them down there to do something like that than use the synthetic. But it is out there. It's not great.
You're not saving anything from that, really.
Right, right.
What's the rarest blood? I mean, if you had your choice, you'd go, okay, I need this person in here.
Well, if I had my choice, I want all O negative and all O positive donors.
That goes to anybody.
O negative can go to any person, anytime, any place.
O negative.
Yes. And then O positive can go to any positive person. Plus, it's 38% of the population. So that's mostly who's in the hospital using blood is O positive patients.
What's the rarest blood?
AB negative.
Yeah, I think I've read that someplace before. AB negative. What percentage of the population?
1%.
1%.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a disqualifier for being in the service because it's such a rare blood type.
Oh, they can get B negative, they can get A negative, they can get O negative.
Oh, okay. So there's they can get
lots of stuff.
But to give so they can take three or four different types of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And most blood blood types can take other types, positive, negatives.
Why are they so, you know, like, you know, you've got to have, you know, A positive and it's on your dog tags and all this?
Well, because it's best if you get A positive. And then if you did get, like, A negative and you were A positive, or if you got B positive and you were A positive, there could be some serious reactions to that, including death. So you want to make sure you get the right kind.
Really? The blood can kill you. I mean, I knew you could get sick, but I didn't realize it could kill you like that.
You can have a bad reaction to a blood transfusion. It's very, very rare. I personally had 4 blood transfusions, so I still am here.
You've had? Oh, okay.
Yep. I had 4 blood transfusions when my daughter was born, and she received 4 blood transfusions when she was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is what got you into this, huh?
Oh, I was already working at the blood bank for 10 years prior to this.
And this all happened?
This all happened, yep. It was very scary, but I have a beautiful 9-year-old daughter now because 8 people took an hour of their time.
All right, everybody. This is a chance to save lives. It's a way to also get a chance to win a beautiful diamond necklace by heading down to the Shasta Blood Center this Friday. Where's the address on this?
2680 Larkspur Lane.
There you go. It's right down there from...
Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army's right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's right down the road from Bastiani Arms.
Exactly.
So I know exactly where you are. Of course. We've been by there before. All right. If you have any more information, you need more information, give them a call at 221-0600.
Yep. We'll see
you guys.
Do you
need reservations or can people just drop in?
It'd be great if you guys made appointments. I'm hoping to see a lot of people. Our goal is to have 50 donors come in that day. So you're going to have a 1 in 50 chance of winning a diamond, people.
Okay. 1 in 50. And, you know, and tell your friends. And, you know, of course, now that you want the diamond, you may not tell your friends. But we want you to tell your friends. You've got a great chance there. A 1 in 50 chance of winning a diamond necklace.
Yes.
Donated by 4 Winds Jewelry. Okay, Desi, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we will see you Friday.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care, clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is the 14th of April, the day before Tax Man cometh. 7:32 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. There was a big windstorm last night. A lot of power was knocked out. In fact, the power was knocked out. The power hasn't reached our transmitters. This is when we just found out a few minutes ago that we've now got Reading Electric Utility running down there trying to figure out why the power was off to our transmitter sites. And still give us a call, 605-4567. You're listening to us on as we stream throughout the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy. His company at Northern Firearms Instruction and his team of all professionally trained NRA instructors will give the most complete CCW training in Northern California. He teaches in over seven counties there. He's got about seven instructors that work a lot to help bring the concealed carry classes to people on the weekends. Like in this case, this weekend, it's a completely full class, over 20 people that are going through the training here. So whether it's CCW or if it's hunting classes, if it's rifle classes, all through Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out their website at readingccw.com. Well, I'm sitting here with Katie Ball. Love Your Pet Expo and the North State Super Adoption Event.
Yep.
This Saturday.
10
a.m. to 4 p.m.
At Hawes Ranch.
Yeah.
We've normally been at the fairgrounds. This year we've moved it to Haas Ranch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you, you see your website is loveyourpetexpo.com.
Yep.
And you can bring your pet and join the fun. What's going to happen there?
Well, we're going to have CGC, which is Good Canine Citizen, where you can bring your dog and it can be evaluated and you get a certificate and you can go download all the information you need for that. Fly ball, just to walk in the door. It's free admission. Donations are welcome. The donations go to the sanctuary. Just to walk in the door, you get a $50 goodie bag for the first 500 people. There's going to be balloon twisting. The big jump house at Haas will be there. We're going to have a pet parade and a costume, pet costume. We're going to have over 4 adoption agencies there with pets up for adoption, cats and dogs.
Is Glenn Haas going to dress up in like an adult costume and walk around?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. Okay. he hasn't confirmed.
That's neither confirm or deny. Okay.
That's right.
I got that. Okay. Well, gosh, you've got heartworm testing.
Microchipping, vaccinations. So if you have a dog, you live out in the country, bring it down for a show special of a rabies vaccinations, which a lot of people don't know you can get. Mm-hmm. So that would turn a snake bite to almost like a bee sting.
So, you're talking about snake
rattlesnake vaccinations.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you said rabies.
Oh, I might have. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm getting an approval nod from husband here. Okay. And the rattlesnake, I've heard people get in that, especially for dogs who live out in the country.
Yes.
That it will save their lives or it just makes it give them a better chance.
I've heard both. So it's like any other vaccination. Some bodies can take it and some can't. But I've heard really good things about dogs being taken in and owners saying, I'm not really sure. My dog's got a little swelling on the side of his face. And it turns out he was bit by a rattlesnake, which would have been deadly. And now he's just got a little puffy face for a few days.
You know, it's they're finding snakes in a lot of different places. A few years ago, we had a real snake infestation, in the area. Not down in where, because we live right downtown, but there was next door, killed like about a 2-foot rattlesnake.
Oh, wow.
So they thought it might have come in with the, on the wood that they had delivered, but still, that whole time of the year, we were hearing people were killing 5, 6, 7 snakes on their property, a lot more than they usually do. But I haven't heard that this year. But still, here's a way to save your pup.
Right. So come down. It's all a show special. You can even have your dog registered there. Haven will be there doing registrations.
And adoptions.
Right, adoptions. Come save a life.
There you go. I've been on Facebook. When I look at Facebook occasionally, I'll see Haven Humane. And they put the photos of the families and the dogs or cats that have adopted them. And it's really cool.
We're doing the same thing there. We actually have a little jail at Haas, and we've got a photographer there. And when you adopt a dog, we're going to making an album of all the dogs that are adopted that day, all the cats. You can also have pictures with your pets in costumes. So pictures are available for everybody. $3 donation.
Yep. Okay, that's right. Love Your Pet Expo. Now, okay, out at Haas Farms, it's going to be Saturday, April the 18th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Wear your sunscreen. It's going to be toasty.
It's going to be toasty. It's supposed to be 85 on Sunday, so I imagine it's in the 80s on Saturday like this. Okay, so I'm bringing my pet, and I have to put my pet on a leash and do all those things. And
right.
It's going to be like a little costume contest and all these things.
Because there'll be donkeys, miniature horses. It's not just cats and dogs. And, a couple years ago, we had a rabbit on a little harness in the parade. So it can be anything, and you don't have to have a costume. You can come just for the fun. The kids' zone will be open with the rock wall and the tricycles and things like that, too.
And lots of things to eat?
Lots of things to eat.
There you go. Snow cones?
Snow cones.
Got to have snow cones.
Kettle corn.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, got to have snow cones. All right. This is the Love Your Pet Expo and North State Super Adoption Event. It's going to be Saturday, April the 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can still get out there and see rodeos and everything else that's happening.
And all the proceeds go to Love Your Pet Expo Sanctuary, which is a sanctuary for special needs and blind animals. And you can find more about the sanctuary and the blind animals on the website, loveyourpetexpo.com.
And all this money goes to, and you've got like pets with special needs or animals
right.
with special needs.
Deaf, blind, chronic upper respiratory, immune deficiency. We rescue horses, cats, dogs, goats, chickens.
And you just keep them.
Yeah, we're a forever home.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Chickens.
Yeah, so we've got some chickens coming that are being rescued from an egg farm.
Oh. The there's a dog that walks down our street with, well, this lady walks her baby, and this dog, dog's got three legs. And, you know, I've heard people go, oh, look, dog's only got three legs. Dog doesn't know it has three legs.
We haven't told any of our dogs are blind either.
Yeah, they haven't told. I mean, dogs don't know this. I mean, the dog seems happy. He's bouncing around and, you know, he's having a great time and got three legs. You know, dog's got three legs. So what? Dog doesn't care.
My blind dogs fetch.
Do they?
Yeah. We use a special ball that makes sound. So they follow the sound and they fetch like nothing you've ever seen. And people can't believe they're blind. They don't hit trees or anything. They're pretty amazing.
A lot of times we can take a look at our animal friends and see that, you know, life's dealt them things, but they don't dwell on it. Of course, they can't dwell on it, but they're just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Our new blind kitten we just got a couple days ago, and she's getting in the adjustment phase, and she is full of it. She just flies around and up
bumps
and down
into
off
things.
The bed.
Does she bump into things?
You know, she really doesn't. She's pretty good.
I mean, I bump into things in the morning when I get up.
We laugh at my friends with regular dogs. Then they're bouncing off of stuff, and my dogs are playing, and they're not. So it's kind of funny.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They're like, my dog can't see, and he's doing fine. My dog can see, and he's bouncing off of trees and walls and fences.
They probably take things a little bit slower.
No.
All right. Okay, Katie Ball. This is going to be this Saturday. Bring your pet, join the fun, charity auctions, demos, low-cost vaccines, pet parade, heartworm testing, dogs, cat, horse adoptions.
Yeah.
You've got it all.
We've got it all.
Do you need anybody to give you a call or just show up?
They welcome anybody that has any questions are welcome to call 515-6262. And that's the 530 area code.
There you go. Great time. Hope you have 1,000 people there.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Tuesday, April the 14th. It is 7:44 in the morning. 48 degrees. It's going to be a nice day. What's it going to look like the rest of the day and into this weekend, Bad Bob?
Well, no rain in sight. Let's get that right out of the way. We got some more wind coming this time out of the north. It'll be gusting up. Probably not as it'll be out of the northwest, again, with heavy gusts up to 31 miles an hour. So be aware of that about midweek. Other than that, daytime highs near 70, overnight lows in the mid-40s, and right now we do have 46 degrees in Reading with the report, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. In fact, the owners of Shasta Gas Propane were going to be with us this morning, except they had a family thing down south. They were getting ready to be.
Chuck was leaving on a jet plane.
He's being awarded a super thing for his veteran-owned businesses and what he's doing with some of this stuff. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business located at 2143 Hilltop. You know, Espresso Joe's has the coffees that you could, you know, any type of coffee you could possibly want. And at great prices, you know, whether you're into lattes or cappuccinos or espressos, it's all there, and it's all priced really well. Then walk next door to just a complete, everything you could possibly want, tobacco emporium with a walk-in humidor that's stocked full of cigars rated very highly by the Cigar Aficionado magazine. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans always get discounts. That Tobacco and Brew. All right. How many times now, Bob, have we seen a honey oil lab explode? Since you're my.
Used to be meth labs, but they're not as profitable anymore.
No, well, then, and they can make meth in soda bottles now.
Well, and it's actually for the industrial grade operations, it's actually. It's all been outsourced to these giant labs in Mexico.
Yeah, they bring it in pure and all that. But honey oil. Now that's where you're taking marijuana, if I understand this right.
Yeah.
And you're boiling it down, or you're
reducing it to a form which can be put into one of those electronic cigarettes.
Oh, so you
that
can vape
didn't
it.
Take long.
So you can no,
yeah.
It didn't take long to do that at all. The only problem with it is it is volatile.
The process butane is not noted for its stability.
So what they've done is probably at least once a week. Was it once a week? Once every 2 weeks, you'll see where there's a honey oil lab blows up. This one, however, is in the center of the city on Green Street, and it blew the roof off the detached garage and burnt five guys pretty badly. It says burned seriously. You know, it's like I said, it's happening all the time now. Now here's the question. How do you detect a honey oil lab? I mean, they say, you know, when you're cooking meth, you can smell meth. When you're, you can smell marijuana when it's growing and when it's smoking. But, Bad Bob, do you know how you would detect a honey oil lab? I mean, this isn't a trick question. I was just wondering.
Besides looking for the smoke plume?
I mean, after it blew up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wait till it blows up and you can find it. Is there a way to,
I don't know.
I'm actually
looking that up. There's some interest. There's a lot of, there's instructions for making the stuff on the web.
How do you make it? You make it with do you add water to it, or is it a number of chemicals? And then you just take, and it boils down like you reduce like a sauce when you're cooking a goose.
Butane hash oil, BHO, a marijuana extract that is pretty much pure THC. And it actually, one of these sites actually goes into the process, which is fairly involved, but it involves some explosives.
Which we have found out here in town. When you blow off the roof, blow the roof off a building. Okay. So this has become a, it's another thing that you got to kind of maybe check your neighbors out.
It's a medical marijuana oil is what it is, you see. Never mind the fact that it blows your house up.
Well, it didn't say it was safe. It just said it was medical. Okay. We talked about the water restrictions. We're going to have some of the water people on next week. Guys out of UC Davis telling us. One of them who's been on before, Jay Lund, who said it's just a matter of time. 10 things that are going to happen due to water shortages, including species disappearing. Hopefully not the human species, but there's going to be species. And he said that, the smelt or the one down in the, delta is going to be hammered pretty hard because they're going to need the water for agriculture and for animals and for people. So this is all going away. Plus the fact, every time you read, there's water missing because farmers are saying, "Hey, look, we have these riparian rights. We've had them for over a century. This water's ours, and they're taking it and they're using it to water their crops with, even though they're using less." But this is causing, a consternation, and which is going to cause our great legislature. They're going to start trying to pass laws and saying you don't have the right to use this water that you've had the rights to for over 100 years. You're going to have to cut back on that because we need the water to clear out the delta. Well, the problem is that 70% of all the water that falls that comes down escapes to the ocean. If we had a couple more catch systems here, or four or five, then we can maybe, if only 50% made it to the ocean, we'd have lots of water here that we could use. But we don't have that because the environmentalists and other people have fought against putting dams in or water reservoirs like the Sykes, like the Sykes plan.
And taking them out, look at what happened with Hetch Hetchy. The San Francisco, the environmentalists said, "Oh no, we must reclaim this beautiful valley." So they're in the process of shutting down San Francisco's primary water source. And the logic being, well, we'll just take it from Northern California.
Well,
because they owe it to us. We're urbanites. We're in control of everything. We can outvote them.
We can outvote them. Well, and this is where we got into the talk yesterday when we had people on from. Record Searchlight. And the question was, if so many people in so many counties are saying we're not being represented, and you agree, Silas agreed, is that we don't have adequate representation up here because of the way it's set up, they believe is that there's all this energy and all this good work can be used to, into another form to change it. Well, how do you change it when you've got the people in charge or making all the decisions? They're not going to say something, or is it going to be fought through the courts that finally come back and say that you get, that each county needs to have a representative, so at least you have a say in what's going on, which essentially is what the state of Jefferson is. So, it was interesting to hear Carol Ferguson, who is the managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and Silas Lyons, who were on yesterday, talking about the fact that the paper, it's been sold. The Searchlight has been taken off the masthead, as you can tell when you look at it now. And how the backroom's changed, but they're trying to do is make the paper more friendly, make it a better read under the new publisher who just loves print. He loves print. And he likes this. He wants to move forward with it. So, people are saying, can we get bigger? Can we, we're going to have more stories. We're going to have more local stories, less slit your wrist stuff on the front page.
Well, for a while there, the Monday edition, you got better information off of a cocktail napkin. Yeah, it was pretty darn thin on Mondays.
One of the things, this just passed on to everybody, the power is not reaching our transmitters. And REU has got people heading out in that direction, but it's going to take them, they should be arriving there in the next 10 minutes, trying to figure out where the power has been busted at. So get us back on the line here. One of the things I want to talk about at 8 o'clock is what's happening over at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. It is it's a mess right now. Supervisors are going to be asked Tuesday to appoint former Veterans Service Officer Bob Dunlap as an interim officer until December 12th. He retired January 17th, and Duke Medeiros was hired. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. I want to give it some more time at the 8 o'clock hour. Hillary Clinton, I want to talk about Hillary Clinton for a little bit. Hillary Clinton is running right now for the Democratic nomination for president unopposed. There's nobody running against her. It's going to be, you're a year out and all that, but you've got to start making plans. You've got to start doing things. Right now, there is nobody that has even thrown their hat or has even acted like, except maybe O'Malley out of Maryland has. He's kind of making a little bit of noises about it. He'll be slapped down. The thing about it is, it's kind of interesting. If nobody runs against Hillary and she saves all of her money, and I mean, has this ever happened before? I mean, in modern times, that there's been no candidates for this high office except one, and in this case, Hillary. I mean, most of the time, there's got what, two, three, four, five. And in the Republicans' case, there's going to be like 12 of them running to get into the fight. And frankly, how can you get into the big fight unless you've had a bunch of tune-up fights before you get into that? So, the idea that nobody running against Hillary is not good for Hillary. Because, yeah, she can save her dollars, but who's going to be poking at her? Who's going to really be taking her on where they have to come up with strategies to defeat what's being said about her? I mean, Obama came at her and just destroyed her last time. His political machine just destroyed her last time. So this time, when Hillary's running, if nobody runs against her, she's not going to have a tune-up fight. She's not going to have, she could do a little sparring, but she doesn't have anybody punching at her until she gets into the big fight. And with that can't be good for her. I mean, they're going, oh, look, we're working for a coronation here. Coronation. We can have a coronation with Kamala Harris when she steps into Boxer's Senate position, because they're already talking about it's a done deal for her. And frankly, it probably is. Unless there's somebody that runs a real good race against her, but I don't see anybody that's got the money or the name recognition right now that's jumping into this to fight her for it. And we'll see about that too. But Hillary, in the editorial today, it says, she's resilient. Well, I don't understand how she's resilient. The fact is,
I was thinking more along the lines of Teflon. Nothing sticks.
Well, they talk about Reagan like that and all this, but look at her husband. Nothing stuck to her husband. He committed adultery. He lied about it under oath, and yet everybody gives him a pass on it and acts like, he's our uncle. Well, I mean, would you let your 21-year-old girl, daughter, be in the same room for any length of time with Bill Clinton? But now you have Hillary, who's got all types of things in her background. And she, 67, it's not old, but let's just face it, the running for office is tough. And look at how the president's age in this office. Well, she's 67. Time magazine says, oh, she's a perfect age. She's menopause. She's post-menopause, so that's good. That's what Time magazine said. I didn't say it. I'm thinking, okay, I didn't realize that was one of the things that would make it good for her to run. The other things that she's got running, but when you start talking about the Middle East policy and the foreign policy, it is just a disaster. However, I did talk to somebody last night, good friends of ours that are over the house for dinner, who's read the books from Panetta and Gates, and said, she came down on the right side more times than she did the wrong side, as opposed to Joe Biden, who is a total idiot. Comes out in both the books as being a jerk. But still, Hillary Clinton has so many things in her background. And just the one on Benghazi, what difference does it make? Says a lot on how they're thinking and how they're gonna handle this. They're gonna put everything in the past and go, oh no, we're working for that middle class. We're working for that middle class. We feel your pain. This is the woman that gets $300,000 for a speech. $300,000 for a speech.
Don't forget they were destitute when they left the White House. Remember that one?
They took that one back quick. So, all right. Hey, if those four, there's four Blackwater contractors, if you remember a few years ago, got into a firefight in Iraq. 19 people killed, dozens wounded. They went to, after years, they went to trial. All four were found guilty. One was found guilty of murder. And all of them were sentenced to 30 years and a day in jail. The defenses were just dumbfounded on it. They were found guilty, but, you know, you're talking about times in combat. But the swing of it all was that their fellow contractors, other professionals, said these guys had panicked and were firing for no reason. They killed children, they killed people, and they said they were under fire. And that it was, you know, it was a split decision made under duress. So they ended up, as civilians, ended up in jail for 30 years. It's interesting. It's a tough thing when you've been in there is, should I have shot? You know, I mean, you got, you know, if you got fire coming, do I lay down a base of fire to protect my people? All right. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock out there, 48 degrees today on April the 14th. You have one more day to hang on to your money before you have to mail it tomorrow. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is set to throw down a direct challenge today to the White House over the emerging nuclear deal with Iran, demanding a voice in the process. The Obama administration, meanwhile, stepping up its lobbying campaign on Capitol Hill. Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
We're going to make sure that every member of Congress who wants one can get a classified briefing from Secretary Kerry, who is leading the negotiations, from Secretary Moniz, who is one of the foremost nuclear experts in the world who is involved in these negotiations.
Meanwhile, at a press conference this morning, House Speaker John Boehner said Congress should have a voice.
Congress absolutely should have the opportunity to review this deal. We shouldn't just count on the administration who appears to want a deal at any cost.
Also at SRNews.com, today at the White House, President Obama said to welcome the Iraqi Prime Minister.
The fight against Islamic State militants will top the agenda when the President holds White House talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. A presidential spokesman says the two leaders will discuss the ongoing military and security partnership between the two countries. Before leaving for Washington, al-Abadi said his country needs greater support from the international coalition to defeat ISIS.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clarkson, also at SRNNews.com. He's just 43, but Marco Rubio's hoping to take advantage of his relative youth as he launches his presidential campaign. Rubio says if former Florida Governor Jeb Bush decides to run for president, their relationship won't change.
Jeb Bush is my friend, and I think he would tell you the exact same thing. I have respect for him. I have admiration for him. He'll be a very strong candidate.
The Republican senator from Florida promising to move politics beyond the past. The opening bell on Wall Street, and has been a downward slide for the most part ever since. For the Dow, it's down about 39 points right now, and the high-tech NASDAQ not far behind. It's down by just about 30 in early trading. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Higher gasoline prices drove up wholesale prices last month, ending a string of four consecutive declines. We get more from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The Labor Department says its producer price index increased 0.2% in March. The index measures prices before they reach the consumer. Last month's increase suggests inflation has stabilized and may move slightly higher in the months ahead. Producer prices are different than consumer prices, which are the prices that consumers pay at the checkout lines or the retail price. The government will release its report on retail prices on Friday. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
U.S. businesses increase their stockpiles by a moderate amount in February. although total business sales were weak for a seventh straight month. The Commerce Department is reporting today that businesses boosted their stockpiles by what amounted to a total of 0.3% in February. That was following a month in which they saw no growth whatsoever, somewhat reluctant to skeptical about future sales. This is SRN News. He may be the world's best-known daredevil. Nick Walenda says he'll walk untethered now on top of a 400-foot observation wheel in Orlando, Florida later this month. This time, he won't have a balancing pole.
A balancing pole really is the extension of my center of gravity. It sends everything out to the ends of that pole, and I'm able to react. It gives me a little bit more time, whereas without that, I'm just using my arms and my feet to balance.
Walenda said on Monday at a New York City news conference that the Orlando Eye will be moving when he attempts its feat. That's set for later this month, April 29th, to be precise. Water troubles in Southern California continue, and now the Water District is going to get extra tough on cities who are not doing enough to cut back.
Consider the economic impact if we don't maintain supply going into the future. That certainly would be much greater than not taking steps now.
That's Robert Wunderluck with the Metropolitan Water District Board, and he is representing the Beverly Hills District. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day. It's Tuesday, April the 14th, 8:05 in the morning. What a beautiful day it is. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, which is great because the windstorm took down the electric lines, and REU is trying to restore power out to where we're at, to our transmitters. But we are right now transmitting happily over our stream, and it sounds like, you know, I saw one of the people say, this is working beautifully. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that's working beautifully, Bad Bob.
Yes, the power of technology, and we're hoping to get as you said, the transmitters for us and our station across the hall here running as soon as possible. But taking a look outside, we've got 45 degrees in Redding right now. Mostly sunny, a high near 65 today, clear tonight with low in the mid-40s. Winds will be out of the north, and they're going to start gusting up. By Wednesday, we'll see those winds moving up into the 20-30-mile-an-hour range, and the high will be pushing up towards 80 degrees. That is going to dry us out with what's left very, very quickly. And then that is going to move right into the 80s by Thursday. So definitely moving into a summertime pattern.
Gee.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business gives discounts to veterans and seniors. Like I said, locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the road from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for the special jewelry, the estate jewelry, the special brooch, the necklace, whatever you're looking for, Leonard has it. And he and his associates will, you know, there's always something on sale. You may not see it, but you can say, hey, you know what? What do you got on sale here? And Leonard will surprise you, pop your eyes out.
Yeah.
It'd be so good. Give him a call. They're open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4 at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs.
By the weekend, we're pushing into the 90s.
The 90s in this weekend.
Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, we'll move up into the 90s.
So you think that fire season is going to start early?
It already has. In fact, Cal Fire came by my house yesterday, and they were checking defensible space.
Already?
Yeah. I guess that's the fire tax at work. They were handing out brochures, but they were checking. They said you really do need that 100 feet of you don't have to go bare earth, but if you get the tall grass down and anything that'll carry fire up into the trees, it's going to go a long way towards keeping you safe.
Well, you know, on something like this, because we know that it's been dry now for several years. And every year the fire season gets longer and it gets worse. So it's, you know, these are things that you need to do if you've got to do defensible space, because if you don't, you're going to be in deep trouble when that happens, when it comes for you. And it's just a matter of time when it comes for you. The a lot of things going on today. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was the what's happening at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. This has a huge impact on our city and our county. The what's happened is that the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Duke Medeiros, who was hired last November to take Bob Dunlap's place, was fired last Friday. When he was fired, and there was talk about 40 allegations. You know, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But when he was fired, the next guy in line there went in and, from what I understand, talked to Larry Lees. Larry Lees came down with somebody and fired him on Friday. Went in to talk to him, and at the end of that conversation, the deputy veteran service officer resigned, along with three other members of the staff.
Yeah, so what's
so
going
now
on
you've got
there?
Four members of the staff out of seven. So there's one trained and I think a couple of semi-trained ones that are at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Let's talk about this. You know, it's supposedly 42 office-related allegations. Now, I've heard through our investigations here that part of it could be is that there was, the working atmosphere there. There was problems in the working atmosphere, but it's mainly one person putting all the complaints in, from what I understand. Ah. And then when Medeiros, who is still on probation, by the way, he's been hired. I think it hasn't been 6 months. He worked about 120 days. So he was getting an allegation every 2.5 days on this. I've met Duke and on several occasions, and he seems like he really cares about what was going on down there. But here's the question is, if it was something that Medeiros was doing that was egregious and he's fired, then it stands to reason is that the other people would not leave. But they left, leaving the Shasta County Veteran Service Office in bad shape. So what they've done is supervisors are going to go today. They're having a meeting today at 9 o'clock, and I urge anybody who can hear this, anybody that can hear this, going down to the Shasta Board of Supervisors and hear what's going on.
Yeah.
To see, because they want to they're going to rehire or Bob Dunlap, who was the service officer before Medeiros. And, you know, Bob retired after, you know, faithful service here after 5 years. He retired, you know, he was ready to retire. Well, they brought him back in. The point that I'm getting at here, though, here's the problem that I see. Nobody's clean on this thing. I don't know what happened in the office. This is going to, it might eventually come out. But if there's complaints, why wasn't it brought earlier to Medeiros? If it was and nothing happened, what was the purpose of going down there on a Friday, and you think about it, it's a Friday before a weekend as opposed to a Monday. It was a Friday before a weekend, and they fired him. And then the other people quit. Well, here's my concern on this. What type of informal investigation or just kind of like feeling around, you know, about this is, hey, what's going on here? And then calling in the number two guy and saying, hey, this, we're having these reports, these problems. We need to talk to you. What's happening here? Instead, you know, it sounds like this caught everybody by surprise. And then when they went in and protested it, and then whatever happened in that meeting with Larry Lees, then everybody else quit.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with this is that, Larry Lees has always struck me as being very level-headed, this guy's laid back. So what brought it to that point where you have to fire the veteran service officer after he's been there for 6 years and then led to the quitting or the resignation of everybody else? Did anybody have an idea? Was there just no idea? Now, here's another question. This man went through a real vetting process. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, he was up against some pretty good people. I know the people he was up against, and he won. He was chosen to be the guy. Yeah. Now, there could be a variety of reasons for this, but what? I mean, was there other things going on? I mean, this was something that, I mean, it wasn't like you put in a piece of paper. Oh, hey, by the way, you got the job. No. It go through. He went through several interviews. It went in down into people, and it finally talked to Larry Lease the last time. What was missed? What was not said during those interviews that led to this?
Wouldn't this be the sort of thing that would be right up the grand jury's alley to look into if there's a problem in some county agency?
Well, you know, no. And I'll tell you why. If it was something like people were getting stonewalled on, like say that there's been 150 allegations in the office, mm-hmm. and Lee's and nobody else was doing something about it, then they go, you know, then somebody could take it to the grand jury and say, hey, look, there's a lot of stuff going here.
Yeah.
And so
you think it's just a personnel matter?
They're saying it's a personnel matter. I've talked to a couple of the supervisors. Now, both the supervisors told me they had no idea it was being fired, which was interesting. That Larry Lee's just nobody knew he was being fired. He just went down there on that Friday and fired them. I find it kind of hard to believe that nobody didn't know there's a sense of something coming on. But then, you know, and as one of the – and Dave Keogh told me, he says, Carl, I can't talk to you about personnel issues. I said, I don't want you to. I just want to know is did you know about it was coming? Because I've heard from others they didn't know. He said, I read about it in the paper.
Hmm.
So – because Larry does not need permission to fire him.
Well, that's – he's the
– he's the county executive officer.
He's the CEO, yeah.
He's the CEO. He does not need that. They did have to – they had to sign off on his hiring. But he's the second one. He also fired Wes Foreman, who was the probation officer. Remember him?
Yeah.
But there was – the only question about that was why did it take so long for Foreman? I mean, why, he hung in there for – why wasn't he relieved in the first, you know, like 35 days? But with this one, it's interesting. Now, we got to take a quick break because I'm going to come into the other side of this too.
Now, one would hope this all comes out eventually, yeah. You know, it doesn't just go away.
Well, trust me, this is not going to go away. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you, by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned service here in town that has a super reputation for getting the job done and doing it well and having very, very fair prices. On any type of heating or cooling system, they can make it work. Warranties, guarantees, if you've got an emergency 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Martin and his people will be out there. Alliance Heating and Air, we use them at our house. Bob uses them at their house. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, because it's getting hot. You need to get those air conditioners checked because the price of electricity going up the way it is, then you're going to need to make sure you want to be as efficient as possible. Alliance Heating and Air, check out their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call, 221-2642. We'll be right back.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Reading Kia with cool April deals all month long.
like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all-new Sorentos, Optimas, Sportages, Fortes, and Rios, too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval. Of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:23 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day this whole week. It's going to be in the 90s this weekend. I can't handle it. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Just because we're off electrically and the transmitters are down because the power lines were knocked down due to the wind, but we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. I know you veterans are out there listening. I can see you on our chat room. Good morning, chat room. Good morning, everybody. It's just, you know, one of the joys of living through technology is you live in, by technology, you die. By technology. In this case, the winds blew down the power lines. No power, no transmitter. No transmitter, no signal. No signal, no show going out over the tower. But we do have our computers that we stream with, which are working great. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms down at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani prides himself on his ability to support his customers, to give them what they want at fair prices, to provide guns, ammo, and other shooting accessories, all here, all local, all with local dealers, all with local people working here in a locally owned shop. All this at Bastiani Arms. It's been in the business 6 years now and has got a great reputation. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading or give them a call, 222-8222. Find out what they've got on sale. Now, returning to this Shasta County Veterans Service Office fiasco, and it's a fiasco, because now, let me quote here, this is Fred Salanti, heads up the MIAP, wrote a real good letter yesterday. And I've got several letters from John Kleckner. I've got letters from wives whose husbands have been helped by the Shasta County Veterans Service Officers, and now they're gone. Having personal knowledge of individuals involved, I have concerns about how this problem escalated out of control. And this is essentially is what's happened. Again, Larry Lease has always struck me as being laid back and you know, taking a look at all the
pretty
angles.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah, so I'm be interested to see what happens with that. But then But how did it get to this point? And what about this law of unintended consequences? Did they actually believe that when they fired him, nothing was going to happen? It was going to be that Jim Young was going to take over. Well, Jim also resigned along with three others. Now, 6,000 veterans being helped through the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, 4,000 cases out there in some kind of a movement through the Veterans Administration system, which you know at the very best has got its problems. Now, so there are 7 vacancies in the staff. There's only one group of people that suffers out of this. And who's that? It's the veterans. The veterans suffer. Okay, you can bring in Bob. Bob Dunlap, who knows it, but he hasn't been there since January. And Bob, you know, Bob retired. Bob had it, but Bob's coming back in. He's fighting, getting back into the fight again. But it also means there's 4 other people that are missing, including the deputy veteran service officer is gone and admin people. So how are these people going to be helped? This is where we are. This has happened. We're in this situation now. How is the county moving forward? What is the county going to do to move it forward? They're out looking for a new Shasta County veteran service officer right now. They've started advertising. They'll have that decision by – they said that Bob's going to be working through December. Now, if they can hire somebody in the next 60 days – I mean, they still have all the ones that put in for it last time. You would think that they'd be able to kind of go back to them and see if they're still interested in it. Say, hey, you want to take a look at this? You know, you made it into our top 5 and then go through this process. Bottom line, though, is the Shasta County Veteran Service Office brings in – approximately $22 million in this county. They're the benefits that the veterans receive that they've earned. And these aren't entitlements. These are benefits that they've earned. Then it's, for every dollar spent here, it brings back in 3 with such a large veterans community. So now we're at a place where they are barely treading water, and you've got all these cases out there. The question is, how are you going to move forward with it? Well, today at 9 o'clock, in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting, they're going to talk about that. Meanwhile, people are losing faith. People are being impacted on this directly. That we got to this point is just a question that would be interesting to see how it feels. I understand that Mr. Medeiros is maybe hiring a lawyer. That should be interesting. See where that's going. But there's one other thing here. No matter what the anger is, when everybody else left, it left the veterans in a lurch. As bad a decision as this may be, and I'm not saying it's a bad decision because I don't know what's behind it on having Medeiros be fired. The fact that Jim Young and 3 other people left at the same time has left the veterans in a bad situation. You know, you may not agree with Medeiros being fired, Jim. But you've left the veterans hanging out there. Maybe a way of doing this would be, I'm protesting this. I'm going to be here till you find somebody, then I'm out of here. So, and that's my protest, you know, and leave like that. Knowing that there'd be some kind of turnover, because the only people that are being hurt right now, frankly, are the veterans. No matter what kind of bad decisions are being made by the seniors in this, if I remember in combat, no matter what kind of bad decisions are being made, you know, you're there, you're sticking it out with your people. You're not leaving. You're not going to leave them. You know, like Kerry left after 6 months in Vietnam, he left his people that were there serving. He could have spent his year there, and everybody could have gone home at one time, but he rotated out after 6 months. You know, anything else that was said about Mr. Kerry, and frankly, the man won Silver Star, Purple Hearts, and you can argue about it, you can say all this thing, but the one thing that always got to me was not anything else anybody said, but the fact that he left his men there. He left his men there on the river. He didn't have to. He didn't have to leave. He could have stayed until their tour was up. So that's what I'm seeing here is that people are leaving, and they're leaving veterans in a lurch here. Yes, the seniors maybe made a horrible decision. But let's look at what the people it's going to impact on. I think it needs to come out. I think they need to say why this happened. I think they need to say, you know, this was such an egregious thing against him that we had to just remove him like that, that when Jim Young went in to talk to him about it, that whatever was said in that just, you know, killed everything else. What, wasn't there a kind of a low level, hey, bring somebody in, hey, we're hearing things like this, you know, Duke, what's this, what's going on? Then you bring in everybody and talk about it. Maybe all this stuff happened. Maybe all of this did happen. We don't know because it's a personnel issue and they can't talk about it. The only thing we do know is that the Veterans Service Office of Shasta County, which is an integral part for our veterans in this area, is, for all intents and purposes, not working. And it's not going to be up to full speed for a long time. What impact is this going to have? This is what people need to say. We'll be right back after these messages.
Just because we get around, my generation, this ain't too awful. My generation, if I die before I get old.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. If you missed the home and garden shows this year, not to worry. Powerhouse Solar specializes in one-on-one appointments that fit your schedule. Call our office today and get a customized solar quote for your home. One of our knowledgeable, friendly solar consultants will explain how solar can save you money on your energy bill. Powerhouse Solar installs top-of-the-line, cost-effective solar solutions. We are solar specialists, and solar is all we do since 2003. Using only SunPower solar modules with the finest installation practices, Powerhouse Solar can show you how to get the power of the sun working for you. Call Powerhouse Solar today and meet with one of our outstanding solar consultants. Knowledge is power, and our consultants are experts in explaining how not all solar modules are the same and how financing solar is easy and smart. Call Powerhouse Solar today, 275-5600, or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step.
Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The walk a mile in her shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the walk a mile in her shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Cementi, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Good morning. It's 8:33 in the morning. 48 degrees out there. Going to be up in the 80s today. Ooh. Phone lines here 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're not broadcasting live because, and if you're on the, you know, if you're on our stream, you know all this. But so I'll say it again, though. Is that the electrical, after the windstorm last night, the electricity is not making it out to the not making it out to our transmitters. So their RDU is supposedly out there now working feverishly, which would be interesting. Because, you know, well, frankly, that's not true. You know, the RDU crews out there, RDU crews I've seen out working work really hard. And I know a bunch of them on the teams out there. And they are hardworking people. You know, I have no problem with the money they make, nor would I. You know, you're working with something that can kill you. You know, frankly, I think that, you know, something should be, you know, when you're working with something that can kill them, something like electricity, high power electricity, then you need to kind of, you know, take a look at the guys doing it and make sure they're paid adequately for what they do. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time with great haircuts, great prices, veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Bob.
Yes?
What are you so involved in over there on your computer?
Trying to, there's a little family situation going on, but I'm right here. I'm here when you call.
Rodeo Week. Red Bluff Roundup.
How about that? Boy, there's a sight of spring.
94th year it's been in there. We've got the Young Eagles Day this Saturday. Excuse me. At Benton Air Park for free flights for kids ages 8 to 17. You got to bring a parent or guardian. You come to Hillside Aviation at Benton Air Park between 8:30 and 10 a.m. to sign up for your free ride. This is cool for kids.
They get
to go up and, you know, you're just watching them come by. This is their, you know, local people putting this on. Of course, Irwin Fust.
Yeah. Jim Brummer, Experimental Aircraft Association. And these are, by the way, when we say it's the Experimental Aircraft Association, these are regular airplanes that the kids are going up in.
And if while they're waiting to fly with an airplane, they can get on there and try their hand at flying an airplane on the EAA.
On the simulator?
Flight simulator. Oh, you know what? I'm surprised you're not out there, Bob, because I know how you are about this.
For years I covered that stuff. And let me tell you something. If you ever flown out of Benton, you ever been in an aircraft that's on approach to Benton, that airfield is the size of a handkerchief when you look at it from the air. It's like we're landing on that, excuse me.
Imagine when it's landing on a carrier.
Yep.
You know, you're coming in there.
I was on the Enterprise, you bet.
You used to see that thing come through there then. I think this is pretty cool. You know, Young Eagles Day, the fact is that they've flown over 300 kids a year. They've done several events a year in Redding, Red Bluff, and Corning, and flown over 300 kids a year free during these events. So we are more than happy to help get the word out on this. Chapter officers, of course, Jim Brummer, great guy. If you have any, you know, if you want some more information, give him a call at 351-8203. If you have any more questions, or 549-4275. All of this at the Young Eagles Day. They're having. Okay. I'm hearing stuff around town here. We're having the what's going on with in a variety of things, with the salmon, with the ideas that the salmon, no fishing 5.5 miles.
Oh, yeah. They're closing down from Keswick Dam down to the Highway 44 bridge, and it's to protect the salmon. Now, a friend of ours who is very into fly fishing says that's a little absurd because the biggest hazard to the spawning salmon is not the guys throwing lines in the water and the gals. It's the trout eating the eggs. So you're actually doing the salmon a favor by hauling the trout out of the river.
That's
but
right.
Fish and Wildlife is determined to shut down all forms of hunting and fishing because those idiots in the city say, oh, it's cruel. So they let them grow up and, you know, leave the little animals and fish alone and let them starve. That's much more humane. Do I get irritated at idiocy? Yeah.
Okay. You know, some people may say it's because that they lost a lot of them last year, and there's arguments about that. 95% of the salmon run because the water was too warm. And because of that, they want to cut back on this. Now, you're absolutely right. And our friend is Mike Michalak, who happens to be the owner of the Fly Shop, the largest privately owned fly shop enterprise in the world. operating right out of here in Reading. It's an international business. And trust me, Mike doesn't need money, so he's going to say, okay, we got to fish. You know, I don't care what it does to the environment. No, this man has won several awards for his work in saving the river and redoing the rivers, replenishing fish. He, you know, his business is such that he loves the rivers. He loves what he does out there. So when he comes out and says things like, this isn't going to help. You got to listen to a guy whose whole life is this.
Yeah.
And the fact is that talking to other people, they said, you know what you need to do? You need to get the fish spawning in a cooler water because it's got to be like around 53. This is what they're talking about. Instead of having the water going out to the edges like you see down in the Sac where it goes all the way across down there by the Diesel Horse Bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of taking it all the way out, is bring the water in, put less water out there so they put it into the channel where the water's cooler there and not let them into the shallows where they will burn up. And the other thing, too, about the trout is the trout will eat the – what do you use for a
– use salmon
bait?
Eggs to catch
use
a trout.
Salmon eggs to catch trout. Oh, gee. So then you want to catch trout. And the other thing is when the trout then hatch, now the trout – or not the trout, but when the salmon hatch, the trout are there to eat them as much as – you know, as fast as they can. So why not double the limit on trout during this time of the year? You know, and so how did Michalak put it? He says, that's fine. You know, if that's what you want, we'll just drift by here. But the other thing that people don't realize is the amount of money that people bring into this area. They don't stay. They come in. They fly in. They stay at hotels. They eat food. They buy stuff. And they fish the rivers because this is some of the best fishing area in the United States, which means in the world. Right here. So guess what? Oh, sorry. We're closing it down in this area. How many will not come because of that?
Well, yeah. The a good example of this is what happened on the Upper Sac in the wake of the Southern Pacific crash. They thought that river would be ruined. It basically sterilized the river. But it came back with a vengeance, and the fly fishing on the Upper Sac is now world class. Out in Fall River, you've got world class fly fishing all over that area. We are a destination for anglers from all over the world to come here. It's a massive source of income. And these idiots in Sacramento, or these non-appointed demagogues, want to make it go away just so they can say, look what we're doing to improve the world. It's stupid.
Well, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about that. That's not a bad thing to get into. Because when we start talking about non-elected officials, they're nameless and faceless in most cases. It's like the guys came up here from the California Veterans Administration and at first said they have to move the memorials out there at the Veterans Cemetery. You have to move the memorials. You know, we didn't know about it. You know, and so I've called these people. I say, hey, you want to get them on the show? What they do is this. They just ignore it. They don't want to come on and defend what they said. See, this is, they don't have to because they don't, they've been appointed. They haven't been elected. So you go in and you try and find out, okay, why was this said? Why was this done? How come you didn't know that? And you just try and get the questions back. And you know what happened? Oh, no. Hey, look, send us an email to us. You do all that stuff. And you know what it is? They don't care. They just don't care. They got a guy that's there that's running their public affairs. Sullivan, I think his name is. He could care less. Well, we've already given an answer. What was that answer? That was our press release. Press release did not explain how you didn't know there was a committee out here for 7 years and that they was been putting these monuments up for 8 years. Can you explain that? Well, really, just read the press release. It doesn't say anything about it. Well, who's this? I mean, this guy is like an idiot because you're asking a question. Well, I'm sorry. You mean I can't ask questions? Is that what it is? Well, if you just let me explain. Okay. Explain.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't explain, and I go, well, wait a minute, you didn't answer that question. I mean, when did you all know that there was a cemetery or, you know, that there was a commemoration committee, a memorials committee up here at the cemetery? And he doesn't answer because they didn't know.
You know, Ingram's got her duck of the day. I think we're going to have to start instituting something like that.
You know, here's the thing, too, is that people don't want to answer, and they forget that, Jesus Christ, you know what? That's okay. Jesus knows that I pay your, you know, me and millions of others pay your salaries here.
Diminishing numbers, by the way.
Yeah, diminishing numbers. But why, if I ask you a question, why don't I get an answer? Why, if, and this goes here in city politics, if I call somebody in city politics, you know, county politics, and you leave a question and you go, hey, why did this happen? At least you expect a call back, you know, and let them tiptoe around it, but at least you expect a call back, right?
I find it interesting that the party that prides itself on being the voice of the people, we've all heard this, right? The party in power prides itself of being the voice of the common man. They're the first ones to absolutely insulate themselves from the concerns of the citizenry and tell them at meetings to shut up because there's the time to, for you to speak is over. It is time for us to pontificate from this dais up here. That's democracy, seriously?
Well, we're having a little bit of that here.
Yeah, my point is it's systemic.
We're having it here. And, it's like, why don't you want to talk to the people? Why do you want to move things around? Why do you just do away with things? If it's the people just have a question, I mean, my gosh, democracy is messy.
Former mayor, real estate, Ken Murray used to say watching politics at work is a lot like watching sausage being made. The end result is okay, but the process is pretty bad.
Ken Murray. Yeah, I need to talk to Ken. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Military Order of the Purple Heart is going to have their big fundraiser, their big golf tournament's coming up May the 2nd. You know, the Purple Heart Chamber, or the Purple Heart
Military
Organization,
Order of the Purple
Military
Heart?
Order of the Purple Heart is here and has been rated as the number one nonprofit of the year by the Chamber of Commerce in 2014. And they don't take that honor lightly. They're requesting a minimum of $150 to sponsor a hole, cash donations, of course, and you can go out and play. It's a four-person scramble starting at 1 p.m. with a shotgun start. If you have any questions, call Gold Hills at 246-7867 or Bill Phelan at 339-5449, Military Order of the Purple Heart. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. 8:48 in the morning, 48 degrees, going up in the 80s today. We're going to have a hot weekend into the 90s. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does something no other windshield business can do. They offer full guarantees from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. A veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst, can assist you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. General manager of the Colt 45s, Rick Bassetti, was driving by and stopped by and dropped off some tickets here. Good morning there, Coach.
Good morning, Carl.
What did I call you? General GM?
Just call me Rick.
Just call you Rick.
Just call me Rick.
Just don't call me late for the game.
Yeah, there you go. That'll never happen.
Okay, you're going down. Big thing happening today.
Yeah, I'm just going down. We're finishing up installation of 400 beverage holders on the new stadium seats that Shasta Regional Medical Center came in and purchased for us this year. Wow. And so everyone who has a cold beverage in their hand at a bar game will now have a place to put it, and it will not tip over, fall over, get kicked over. It'll now be in a holder.
There you go.
Yeah.
You
know what? Another reason to come on down.
Okay, now you put your beverage of choice there.
Right.
And you can hold your hot dog.
And you can hold your hot dog, your nachos.
Or your tri-tip sandwich.
Your tri-tip sandwich. Or now, because of our relationship with R&R Meats, on Friday nights, we will have a Colt 45 special. And that special will be a prime rib sandwich. Yes. Saturday nights will be tri-tip sandwiches. Yeah. So come on down and try out our new Colt 45 specials.
I'm liking this. So how many tickets have been sold already?
We've got 11,000 tickets that have already been sold for the season.
Wow. 4th of July is going to be a big night.
It's going to be a big night.
I've already handed out tickets to several organizations who are out selling them right now.
Carl, this year we have 30 nonprofit special fundraising nights of our 39 home games.
Wow.
30 of them are going to be raising money for other nonprofits within our organization and within our community.
Wow.
So, I mean,
Rick, this, you talked about this, what, 3 or 4 years ago? I mean, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, when you were still in the city council, you're still kind of, you just kind of moved away from Simpson, but you were talking about your vision of yours. And people, it was called, like, Bassetti's Folly, right. Something like that, but it's coming true, buddy.
Well, it's community, and that's one thing that's great about the Reading community that they do come in when they see things that are good, They pile in, and they want to be a part of it. And this is good, clean, very, very cost
America.
Cost efficient entertainment for people to come.
America. $5.
$5. Kids are $2. Veterans are $3. Seniors are $3. We want you in the gate watching the games, buying our hot dogs, buying the tri-tip sandwiches,
Hot dog and a drink is what? $5?
$5.
These are great. These are all meat. Yep. These hot dogs.
Yeah, well, this year our meat supplier is going to be R&R Meats.
Okay.
So if you like your food and your meat that come from
R&R is great.
Come on down.
That's it. And then now with the stadium seating you've got there and then the drink holders and then they're lifting up the
Monday the 20th, we begin on the bleacher project.
Lifting the bleacher
We'll be lifting the bleachers 3 feet up off the ground. There'll be a sidewalk between the back of the stadium seats and where the bleachers will be now lifted to. No blocked views.
New sound system?
new sound systems in place and running. There's already been complaints, so you know that it works.
I'm loving it.
And we're not the ones running it.
And a new Wi-Fi.
New Wi-Fi. High-speed
Wi-Fi.
Which is good for everybody.
And then so we're going to be broadcasting all the games. I think we're going to be traveling, you know, alongside, you know. So yep. We want all the games. You know, when we talk about the Colt 45s, we talk about the things that are happening there. It makes people happy.
Well, you know, there's things that are going to be happening in the park, too, as well. You know, we've got several different groups that are looking at holding events in there simultaneously with our games. And so people will be coming back to the park. That's the final end game here, Carl, is that people come back and start using South City Park. And we're going to try to make it safe for them to come and do that. We're going to make it clean. I talked with Jonathan Anderson from down at the Mission. He's working on putting teams together to come down and help us keep the park, not just the baseball field, but the park clean.
They're already doing that.
Yeah.
They had a big cleanup this weekend, and a lot of them came out of the Good News Rescue Mission.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's the community in total. And there are so many people in this community who have memories of what South City Park was, and we're going to bring it back.
Well, you know, we need to secure the park. And I know that was one of the plans, and, mm-hmm. and at some point we can maybe get an update on that.
Yep.
But, you know, that you all taken over that. We're going to lock the gates. We're going to make sure it's clean. There's nobody in there. And we'll hire people to make sure that happens. I mean, it's against the law to be in the park after a certain point.
After a certain point. And it's against, you know, it's against a lot of our ordinances to be loitering in there. It's against to be smoking, to bring dogs, to bring shopping carts, to bring whatever. These aren't the homeless. The people that are in there violating all the city ordinances now aren't the homeless. And there's no issue with the people coming down there who are, in the homeless programs. It's the criminals. It's the criminals. It's AB 109ers. It's the people who choose a lifestyle of their own, the transient lifestyle, to come down. And that park doesn't belong to them. They haven't paid one penny into taking care of that park. And the people that do are the ones that need to get to enjoy that.
And I know there's some plans, maybe bring some other things back down into there.
Yep.
So, because the more it's occupied, the more things are happening, the cleaner and the safer the park's going
to
be.
We've had a couple of meetings with Sons of Italy to build some nice bocce courts in there and start up a bocce league, and the city parks and recs would love to do that. And so, you know, there's just so much that we can do down there.
You know, you're Italian of the year. You've been all these things. So if you've played bocce ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I always picture, because all the photos or all the movies you see, it's a bunch of old guys out there going, you know, with the ball, but it's
8 to 80.
8 to 80. That's right.
Anyone can play this game, you know, and there's nothing more. I mean, if you had 4 to 6 really nice bocce courts built down there, you could do a 240 team tournament on a weekend there and probably have 3,000 or 4,000 people there for the whole weekend.
Wow.
It'd be fun.
Is there that many people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to have, four to each team and all the families that come with them.
And the people, and you have bocce ball tournaments.
Oh yeah, you know, it's kind of slow moving, and you know what's great about it? It's like baseball. It's like baseball. You have innings. You play innings.
Oh, okay.
And it's not over. It's not over till it's over.
What kind of game? What kind of team we're going to have this year?
Right now, looking at it and following the stats of the guys that are out there playing right now, I think our pitching is going to be really strong. Mm-hmm. We're short on a couple position guys. We lost a couple position guys to injuries, and then a couple that are. These are kids that are college kids, right? And they've had the opportunity to go and work on internship programs in the summertime in their areas of majors, their education majors. And so we've lost a couple of big bats, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find some replacements, and we'll get them going.
You know, one of the intern here is one guy you signed up,
right.
Elden.
Yeah, Elden.
You know, even though he's going to be graduating, does that mean he can't play on the
team? Right.
We
don't take seniors. Okay. Unless they're a redshirt senior, and that's not too often. We do have one possibly coming back here, Dallas Chadwick, who was down at Sacramento State, local kid, and that's why we would take him. But he is a redshirt senior. He was hurt. Now he's coming back.
Okay. Well, good. You know, Elden is such a fine young man.
Oh, he's a great guy.
I know he's so frustrated. You know, like this weekend, I think they got swept again.
And but
I know
close games.
Yeah.
They're all close.
But they're getting better.
But
like Greg said, Greg Catteray, who's the coach there now, who's also instrumental in helping you get the Colt 45s off the ground. You know, he says, it's as close isn't good enough.
No, it isn't. But, you know, you do know from years and years of baseball, though, that the difference in a 2-1 ball game is just one hit.
One hit.
Yeah, it's all it is. Or one pitch.
And an inch.
Yeah.
An inch.
That's a game of inches.
The guy gets stepped. You know what?
Yeah.
You know, baseball, I stopped watching baseball for a period of my life. You know, mm-hmm. most of the time I was gone and all this. But we've gotten back into it so much. You know, Colt 45s, and then, you know, of course, Linda just went berserk over the
Giants in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, 3 years ago. So, I mean, she was crazy about that. So we're really looking forward. When's the first day?
The first day is May 28th.
May 28th, and it's going to be veterans.
It's going to be veterans. And, you know, we've got 1,000 tickets out being sold by all the veterans groups to come into the games. We also have the situation where on the 26th is our first dinner. And we're having the dinner down at Wind River, and it's going to be a first pitch, and we're raising money for the Colt 45 scholarship program.
Great.
We'll be giving $500 scholarships to the top academic softball player in the area and the top academic baseball player in the area.
Wow.
To go off to college with.
Cool.
Yep. Giving back to the community. That's what we're about.
Well, that's what this whole thing is. I mean, you've got 30 out of 39 nights are for fundraisers.
Fundraisers.
On the 4th of July, we're doing a salute to the veterans. We've got the Semper Fi Color Guard. We've got fireworks. I'm providing tickets, or we're providing tickets to the organizations to sell so they can make money off it. We want all the veterans here. We're having Linda's dad come up, who's a Korean War veteran, is our guest up here. So, I mean, this is going to be great.
Yeah, and it's KAXE's 4th of July
That's
night.
That's right, 4th of July
you know,
night.
They have 1,000 tickets as well, and everybody's invited out onto the field.
How many tickets can we sell?
We can put probably 1,200, 1,300 people in there.
Well, if I've got 1,000, they got 1,000.
Yeah.
Well, standing room only.
Nice
okay.
problem.
we got to run. Eric, tomorrow we're going to Sheriff Tom Basenko is going to be on. Rick. Bassetti, General Manager, Colt 45. Thanks for just taking a couple minutes with
Certainly.
Us.
Certainly. Thank you. Anytime.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ronald Reagan considered it the 11th commandment, never speak ill of a fellow Republican. Newly minted GOP presidential hopeful Marco Rubio seems to be honoring that. Rubio asked by NBC's Today Show about former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and his possible White House run.
We need to move in a new direction as a country, and obviously Governor Bush is going to be a strong candidate with his own set of ideas. I think people will listen to those ideas and be impressed. But ultimately, I feel at this moment that I'm best positioned to help lead this country into the 21st century.
Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton is launching her campaign with a small gathering today in Iowa. After falling 0.5% in February, retail sales bounced back nicely in March, rising almost 1%. More spending on autos, furniture, clothing, and building materials. Along with retail sales, wholesale prices also moved higher last month.
The Labor Department.